as I said before, really for us is we really came here to with a desire to give, but really we have been really blessed by you, by every one of you. And yeah, as you know, we are BTI students. We have come here and for this time, and really we have had the opportunity to give, but also to really be blessed by you. And actually, I want really to start this message and this preaching by just thanking you and honoring you for all that you really did for us. And firstly, for your hospitality, because really you opened the doors of your church, of your houses. You hosted us in your houses. And I want to thank you for your giving heart. I mean, you have provided for us the food to go to Cambridge and, many things. And, we are really blessed by that. And also, we have really seen that you have really committed to God. We really saw very, very good workers. We are working hard for God, that despite difficulties, despite past experiences, are still going, are still hoping for God, are still serving one another. And we really have been really touched by that. And yeah, for your ministry, we have really seen the coffee on the way. Really, it's an amazing opportunity to have conversations and to just speak with one another. We had personally had very good experience. And then for your children ministry, we saw how it grew. And I mean, that I know that on October there were no moms, and now I heard that on this Thursday there were 34 moms and 41 children. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is because God has something for you. He wants to use you. He wants to impact this town, this part. And and then with the Bible study, it's been amazing. And then another thing, we really experienced here was a really family atmosphere. It's been really for us like to really saw how you hug each other, how you speak to one another. It means family. We saw family, and this is good. So we are really happy to see this reality in this church, and we believe that God has something. God has a plan. God has a purpose. Because there is a new hope. There are works ready to do. And so really, our message today is firstly, we want just to encourage you to continue in the work that you are doing, to don't give up. And in order to do that, what we want to say to you is that you may dwell in unity. I'm going to read from Psalm 133. Okay, I think where's Shaka on the screen? Okay. I'll read from this version because I have a different version. Okay. So, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on the Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. And so what we can really grasp from this verse is that when there is unity, there is life. When there is unity, there is blessing. And so, as inference, if there is no unity, there is no life. If there is no unity, there is no blessing from God. And so, we really believe that in order that you may prosper, continue to prosper because you're already doing it. Continue to prosper in all that you are doing. We really believe that we shall dwell in unity, okay? Because there is the blessing. There is when everything is blessed, where everything works good. But actually, how do we keep unity? Okay, because, okay, it's easy. Unity, we shall be united. But what does it mean? How does it work? And I think we can really find the foundation of unity in 1 John 3, from verse 16 to 18, which says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." And so what I believe is that in order to dwell in unity, our foundation is love. Love is our foundation so that we may dwell in unity. And I want to just analyze this verse, and I can find mainly three truths about this verse, about love, and in order that we can dwell in unity. And firstly is that I believe we should focus on God's love, because this verse says that, you know, this is how we know what love is, by the love that Jesus had for us. So, you know, in society today says, has many definitions of love, you know, many definitions of love, but the reality is that the true love, what really, really love is found in God, is found in what he did for us. You know, I just told to you my testimony, and I'm sure that of your testimonies, you can say the same. You have been changed by this love. You know, you have been transformed when you met Christ. And why did you? Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And there on the cross is where God's love is manifested, when it is showed. You know, if we were sinners, we didn't deserve anything. We didn't care about God. We were doing our lives. We did, I don't know how many bad things we could do. But however, Bible says that even when we were sinners, God loved us. So it is like, think about one person that you think this person doesn't love me. You know, and or maybe, I don't know, one person in your life and think to love this person. Think to love this person. Yeah, God loved us when we didn't love him. And this is where God's love is showed for us. And so, in order that we can really know what love is, we really need to look at this love. To say, oh, thank you, Jesus, because you love me when I didn't care about you, when I was not thinking about you. And by this, we may know what really, true love is. He gave, he sacrificed life. Yeah, and in fact, my next point is lay down our lives. You know, Jesus showed his love to us, not just saying, I love you, okay? No. What he did is that love means giving, okay? And love means sacrifice. Love means to put aside ourselves and to put others first. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus was God. Jesus was in heaven with the Father. He was the creator of all things. However, he humbled himself and he became as one of us. You know, he laid down his life. You know, he suffered. He was treated as one person who deserved punishment. He paid the worst punishment there was at that time, the crucifixion. But he was innocent. He was not guilty at all. However, he did it. He laid down his life for us. So when we look at his love, we learn what love is, and we say, okay, now we know what we need to do with our brothers. In fact, the Bible says, you know, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters, you know, as Jesus did. In the same way Jesus did through us, we need to do toward others. And you know what did he produce? This laying down of his life. He laid down his life, and today we can have forgiveness, we can have blessing, we can have life, we can have joy, we can have prosperity. And it's because he loved us. So at the same way, when we put aside ourselves, you know, and maybe, you know, some, maybe, you know, I mean, it's also in little things. You know, maybe we need to do something, but one of our friends says, please, can you help? Can you come and help me? You know, you say, oh no, I need to do this. I need to do my thing. But, you know, maybe you just say, no, I will give my time. I will sacrifice my time. I will lay down my life for my brother, for my friend. I will help him. And this is many sense. It can be about with money, with time, with many things. And the fruit of that is life. When we love people, we produce life. We produce joy. We produce hope. We heal people. When someone loves us, we are healed. You know, as we have been healed when Jesus loved us, when we received his love, when we understood his love, we were healed in our hearts. We acquired a new identity. Or, you know, as child of God, we are children of God. And at the same way, if we love others, others will be blessed. You know, this is our motivation. This is our motivation why we do everything. I love you, not because of interest, but because of your interest. We learn to love one another, not for our interest, but for the interest of others. Yeah. And then I would say the third point is to love indeed and in truth. You know, because many times we speak about love. You know, we always speak about love. We always say, oh, it would be amazing to do this, it would be amazing to help this person, you know. And we speak much about love, and we do, every one of us. Well, we have done it. But the point is that if we just speak about love, we are not going to change anything. You know, as I was saying, Jesus just didn't say to us, I love you. You know, if this morning, you know, if I just say to a person, I love you, but I'm not doing anything. Actually, this person is in need. Actually, this person has no food. Actually, this person is alone, feels alone. Actually, this person has many problems, and I don't do about that. I'm a liar. I'm not loving. Really, I'm not loving. And in fact, Bible says, whoever has known God, has been born from God, loves. And who doesn't know love has never known God. You know. Yeah. So really, yeah, we need really this revelation of God's love. So that we can love indeed and truth. But you know, it's not just about doing. You know, because you know, I can do many things. I can serve in the church, I can give food to them, to the people and to the needy and all of that. But you know, if everything is not done out of love, it will not produce the same. It will not produce the same results. In fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians 13, when Paul is saying, you know, I may also lay down my life and be burdened, you know, but if it's not because of love, if I don't have love, I have nothing, I gain nothing. So the same way, it's not just about doing, it's doing out of love. It's doing out of blessing, out of relationship with the other person. And yeah, so these are my 3 points. And now, in a while Timothy is gonna come, but what I really want to say in conclusion is that, I really believe that God wants to heal. God wants to restore. Because when we don't love, we are sick. When we don't love, envy, jealousy, hate, anger, and many, many other things come and just pollute the environment, it becomes bad. We become sick, you know? And maybe some of us this morning are dwelling in love, so this may just be an encouragement to go for it. Or maybe some of us need to forgive. Or maybe some of us are experiencing something. Maybe I'm not really love this person. I'm not loving that. So I really believe God this morning wants to heal and encourage to go. Because love is really the foundation. And so if we really love one another, we really open the way to God to do something new, to reach the community, to see people healed, restored. Yeah.